Since October of last year, thousands have died in an expanding Middle East war. The conflict began with the Hamas-led killing of nearly 1,200 people and the kidnapping of about 250 others from Israel. Since then, the Israeli military has killed more than 43,000 people in the Gaza Strip. Here on the University of Illinois campus and around the world, tensions between pro-Palestinian and pro-Israeli communities have been rising. As part of their coverage of the conflict last fall, U of I journalism students spoke with members of these communities in open mic sessions at the University YMCA, the Central Illinois Mosque, the Chabad Center for Jewish Life, and Illini Hillel. The voices they captured tell the story of a campus torn by fear, distrust, and rising anxiety. The ethnic and religious labels at the core of the conflict in the Middle East were driving people apart here locally. With speakers granted anonymity to express themselves freely, here's Chapter 3 of Fallout, Navigating Identity in a Season of Conflict.
I carry around a water bottle with me all the time. After the October 7th attacks, I put a sticker on my water bottle that's like, I support Israel. I won't take that sticker off. I'm not going to stop supporting Israel, but it's something that I'm conscious of, that other people can see that sticker and kind of look at me and be like, wow, this guy hates Palestinians. This guy supports genocide. Like, and that is not at all what I'm like. I want nothing but peace.
If you're against the actions of the IDF, you're labeled as anti-Semitic. If you're pro-Palestine, you're labeled as a terrorist sympathizer. Why can't we just be human sympathizers?
Palestinian people deserve their human rights. They're being treated horribly, but it doesn't mean Hamas should be murdering innocent Jewish people and kidnapping them. Hamas has never been about trying to help the Palestinian people, and they don't represent those people. They were forced to vote for them. They only care about destroying Jewish lives, even here. And I mean, there's people here, I have nothing, like, we had Jewish people in America have absolutely nothing to do with it, just like Palestinian Americans have nothing to do with this. It is not their fault. It is not our fault. Innocent people are dying on both sides, but no one ever wants to admit that one side is right or one side's wrong or both are wrong.
If you look at me and you see me like wearing my keffiyeh, my evil eye, like you're going to think I'm Middle Eastern, but I am Palestinian Mexican American. Like, I still love my Latina identity. Like, I'm still going to eat my tacos. I'm still going to speak Spanish. But now, ever since like October 7th, you ask me what I am, I'm Palestinian. Now I'm like, you know what? You don't like me, you don't like me. You want me dead? You want me dead. And so since the war started, I just have to like read social cues, I guess, a little bit. Maybe shouldn't be talking to this person. Maybe they're not really someone I want to be friends with. Also like Greek life. There's a lot of navigating, I would say, like because there are certain houses on campus that are certain religions that like have different viewpoints than I do. I don't want to be stuck in a position where I'm going to be like degraded or like belittled, dehumanized by these people.
There's a girl in my biology group who I follow on Instagram, and she has come out to be very pro-Palestinian, which honestly a lot of her posts have come out as pro-Hamas and anti-Israel and anti-Israelis, which is really scary to be associated with someone. I hide my Jewish star necklace when I'm in class with her.
Just because you're supporting one community, it doesn't mean that you're supporting harm to another. You know, this happened during the Black Lives Matter movement, right? That centering the humanity and the survivors of a community doesn't mean that you're wishing harm to another one. And so this idea that if you are supporting Palestinians, you're wishing harm to other people, and that's not true.
Those were the voices of people around Central Illinois with their thoughts about the Israel-Gaza war shortly after the October 7th attacks. This series was produced and edited by University of Illinois journalism professor Charles Stretch Ledford. Interviews were conducted by Faith Lee, Annalise Cornejo Garcia, and Elizabeth Kelly.